everyone, and welcome to another episode of Retail Refined, a market scale podcast with your host, me, Melissa Gonzalez. Today, I'm really excited because I get to call my guest, also a friend, and it's always special when I get to do that. So Albert, thanks so much for being on with me today. Albert is the Senior Vice President of Store Design and Visual Merchandising at Victoria's Secret & Co. He spearheaded the introduction and continues to spearhead the execution of the Store of the Future, the company's newer experience, which embraces open and modern design to amplify product storytelling and create an inclusive and welcoming environment for all, which has been a major initiative of VS & Co.'s overall brand transformation. He has already overseen about 150 stores globally, keep me honest, but you're not even done. So that's just the beginning. And he continues to oversee that on a global standpoint. He's also the executive sponsor of Mosaic, which is VS & Co.'s inclusion resource group for Black and African associates and allies. And in this role, he leads the group's mission towards promoting a dynamic and culturally enriched work environment, which is critical, especially today. Before joining VS & Co., he also had a career in creative environments and storytelling and at notable fashion brands, including Coach, Armani, and Cole Haan. So he is not new to the industry by any means, but continuing to make impact and change, which we're going to go into in our conversation today. Albert, thank you so much for being with me today.
Melissa, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like I get to spend the morning, spend the day with my friend. So super excited to be here. And thank you for the introduction. I will say it's all about the team, you know, so it's just when you hear those things, it's absolutely humbling. But it does make me think about the team efforts and all the teamwork that goes into all that is happening right
now. Yeah, no, for sure. I think that you're so, I see the thankfulness you always have with your team after you ask them to do things. and we're going to talk too how you always push the team to be their best, which I think is critical as a leader. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I believe everybody in the audience knows who, you know, the brand Victoria's Secret & Co. And some are going to be more familiar than others and seeing the transformation of it. But can you go a little bit deeper? Let's tell the audience, what exactly is your role? What has it been in helping guide that transformation and then the execution on a global basis?
Yeah, I have the pleasure of storytelling, you know, and bringing the store experience together holistically. So from the store design experience to the visual merchandising and storytelling presentation inside the store, it is a wonderful task to look at it holistically, to think about the customer, how she will experience it, to bring the design, to bring the marketing, the creative story together in the store experience is a wonderful thing to do. And we are such a dynamic brand. So how do you do that? And you hit all senses. And how do you also communicate to the customer that we've changed? And how do you show that and bring that to life has been a wonderful experience. A brand like Victoria's Secret, we have reinventing ourselves has been like such a wonderful experience. And like the curiosity and the openness just from the cup, from the our internal partners to our external partners to the customer. The customer is excited to see us win. And a lot of it's been listening to her, listening to her needs, servicing her best. So what I always enjoy is when we start a project or when we start anything, it's like, what does the customer say? You know, and then it's super important to understand our codes. So as we've redefined our codes, how do you amplify the code expression and also make sure it's linked to the customer experience? So understanding our brand codes has been a really important piece, particularly as you reinvent yourself or redefine, you know, the brand. And in the communication, being really focused, I think evolving our codes has been really fantastic and really sticking and really sticking to the codes. What's been wonderful is the creativity in amplifying the codes and being really confident. Confidence is one of my favorite words, and storytelling around those codes and really being confident in connecting with the customer and exciting and delighting the customer with the code. So it's like understanding who you are, also helps cut through all the noise and like being really clear and confident in who you are, in your storytelling, in, you know, defining your codes and showing those codes and experiencing those codes to the customer has been really key. And it's about being focused on that. And it cuts through all the noise that is the retail entertainment industry.
I love that you call it the retail entertainment industry. It's valid. But it's true. You need a North Star. I think it's easy to kind of see what others are doing and say we should do that too, or kind of get just caught up in a lot of spaghetti on the wall. But if you stay true to checking back, like, okay, does this meet the criteria we set? And our voice and our tone and all of that, and what we know she wants, that's what keeps you true. So on that, one of the things that I wanted to dive into in today's conversation is that always learning mentality. And so, you know, you and I kept the dialogue going through COVID. We said, let's get on every month. Let's share notes. What are you hearing? And a lot of evolution happened through that. So, right, you worked on positioning a rebrand probably before doors were fully open. And so, right. And so what are your best practices? Like, how do you keep that always learning mentality? And how do you utilize that to push healthy boundaries in a positive way, especially for the leadership role that you're in?
Right. It's interesting because COVID forced change. And it's interesting. We all experienced change and learned things together. And so it's one of those things that you just constantly are reminded of. Retail is ever changing. The customer is ever evolving. So reminding yourself and being grounded in that, that's the wonderful thing about retail and fashion and what we do and that storytelling piece. The story is constantly changing. So get curious about that. Find the fun and find the pleasure in that. And that's the thing about, like, really, as you work and connect with your teams and, like, it's just thinking about, like, looking at that from a creative standpoint, it's an opportunity to connect with the customer in a different way. It's an opportunity to evolve the brand. It's an opportunity to push things forward. So that curiosity, and that embracing the change, and we have to remind ourselves, I have to remind myself all the time. Sometimes, you know, it's just like, really, but yes, really. It's like, yes, really. In order to be that brand that's around 10 years from now, 15 years from now, those are the brands that are very clear in who they are, but are very clear in that we are in an environment that does evolve, that does change. And having that curiosity in that change is super important and super fun. So those are the things that you kind of continue to remind yourself, to continue to remind the team. And it's like, I always ask the team, do we feel good about this? How are we feeling? Because you get different perspectives. You see how others are embracing change. And let's talk about it. Because it also gives insights. What am I missing? What am I not thinking about? So the team, and like the team one mentality, as we talk about a lot, you know, at Victoria's Secret, is super important just to get the insights to learn. It may spark other things. So curiosity, embracing the change.
Right? Yeah, no, absolutely. I think one of the things that I talk about and I continue to practice is I think people underestimate how important listening is. You know, and as a leader, sometimes you think it's always your role to speak. But the most powerful leaders actually listen intently.
Yes. And like watch the cues. You know, as people, I enjoy, look, the mall is a wonderful place to go and learn. Or just being out is an important, it's important to go out, like that curiosity to watch, to listen, and to learn, because you want to understand. And sometimes it's like people don't mistake quiet for, you know, not being a part of the conversation. I like to listen, to take in, and to think. You know, and to really walk down that kind of experience. How will the customer experience it? Ways to play with it. You know, you get really, listening is important. Listening is important.
For sure. So you take in information at the mall from your team. What else are your go-to sources? What are you reading? What should listeners be putting on their reading list?
Well, it's so funny. You and I just recently saw Ryan Holiday at a conference. And so I'm reading his book, Stillness. And currently, and it's just pretty awesome. It kind of connects to that story about listening. And it's super important about being still, watching. One, also checking your gut, you know, and being inspired there. I love to go not just to the mall. We call it patterning, you know. So we at Victoria's Secret, we call it patterning. So I feel like a part of the creative experience is patterning. And patterning is being out and about, always connecting with the customer, and seeing and learning and getting inspired. And then bringing that back and having that conversation, and how does that inform the decisions, the stories that we are going to tell? So I feel, and that's one of the things that we enjoy, that I enjoy, is constantly patterning. So if it's at the beach, you know, if it's at a restaurant, if it's in the mall, it's a constant pattern. If it's going to the museum, if it's, you know, going to an award show, it was funny. If it's going to just a conference, there's always inspiration. Inspiration is everywhere. And then one of my favorite quotes is "The Eye Must Travel," Diana Vreeland. So the eye does change, and that's a wonderful thing. So, and it's recognizing it is always, because sometimes it's like, well, we used to always do it this way. The eye changes, the customer changes. And it's something that, like, it's always top of mind. And sometimes you need to recognize it to, if it's like, you recognize it with the team, the eye is shifting. Or we've done this a few times this way. The eye will change. How does it evolve? And so it's just one of those things to constantly keep in the back of your head, or like to keep it in the forefront. The eye will change. The eye will shift. And particularly now we're like, it's what millennials are doing, what are Gen Zs are doing, and what's Alpha doing. And then it's like, don't forget about exit. So, you know, the eye evolves, and it's interesting. Victoria's Secret serves such diverse, such a broad customer base, which is a blessing and which is a pleasure. So embracing that, understanding who you are as a brand, and then understanding who our customer is, how diverse, wonderfully diverse our customer is, and showing up in a wonderful way that excites and delights her. So that's always super important and super key. One of the most humbling experiences I had, I started my 2 weeks working in the store to really learn the customer, to really learn how she experiences our store, to really learn more and get more insights. It made me a better designer, made me a better storyteller, both from a customer standpoint, but also our store team and how they best, like how they use the store, how, what cuts through. And so it's just interesting, listening, being curious, and those are things that just kind of really continue to, you know, push me
forward. And I think it's so important that you understand who you're designing for and who's using the space. And so spending time in the store yourself is critical. So as you're, you know, the eye's always changing, you're constantly learning, you're constantly being inspired, you're listening to the team, you're then bringing that to the organization. And there's a lot of stakeholders at an enterprise as large as yours. So how does somebody in your position, you know, get team buy-in, right, with your peers and the stakeholders around you, so that you could push these new opportunities forward to continue to elevate the customer experience?
Collaboration is key. Collaboration is very important. And being clear on the story. What are we saying this month, this season, this year? And connecting with the internal team and really sharing. And making sure that we're consistent with the story from a total omni experience. And I think we think with an omni lens, and how do we get better at it? And how do we amplify from a total 360 standpoint? So that connecting, there's a lot of connecting. And there's a lot of working together and collaborating. And it's a skill. It's a dance sometimes, as I say. And like,
as you've continued to evolve the brand, right, and roll it out on a global standpoint, you also have a playbook of store formats. So can we talk a little bit about that? And you talked a little bit in the beginning about areas of amplification. So you have pop-up stores, you have shop-in-shops, then you have the VS experience more at outlet malls. You have, there's a lot of different kind of, you know, your flagship destination. So what is the power of having a playbook of formats, and how do you and your team kind of approach the opportunity of each?
The power is pretty fantastic because you get to meet the customer where they are, and that's really important. We are such a dynamic and such a broad, like a dynamic brand with 99% awareness. And that's a wonderful stat, and it's super important. It's humbling. And it also makes me think, as we show up, the importance of showing up where she is, I think, is something that we really believe in. So we have a broad playbook of stores that really connects with the customer in many different ways where they are. And how do you bring that excitement, that energy across all of the different store designs, store types? If it's in an airport, if it's in an outlet store, if it's on Fifth Avenue, if it's in Morocco, you know, if it's in Madrid, if it's in London, or if it's in Dallas, Texas. So how do you make sure, one, it's a connected story that feels really, that's an exciting experience for Victoria's Secret, but that connects with the customer. And that's the thing. We want you to have that welcoming, that dynamic experience. It is important. Storytelling, what's our story? Communicating that really clearly to our internal customers, so our stores team. So I always say our first customers are our stores. And if the story cuts through, if the experience cuts through to our stores team, they will, like, with open, wonderful arms, really help communicate that story to the customer. So making sure, it's always like, let's get out. Let's make sure that we're not talking to ourselves. And sometimes brands are in the office, but they're not out experiencing similarly to the customer. So it's important to get out, experience, and connect to ensure that the design, the amplification, the in-store storytelling is connecting with the customer, both internal and external. Because that's the sweet spot. You will have easier receptivity from a customer standpoint. That excitement, that amplification will only grow. So that's the piece that gets me really excited. And when the internal customer wins,
And I think there's an opportunity because you said the awareness is so high at 99%, which is like kind of like peanut butter. Like everybody knows what it is. You either like you're either allergic to it or, you know, but the opportunity is like how much more entrenched it could be in your wardrobe and your life and all these things, because there's already brand awareness. But how do you continue to impact like engagement and loyalty and all of that? And when you tell that story and you talked earlier about amplification, I think about, you know, what we worked together a couple of years ago with the Highline, and there was 4 wedding engagements and the Victoria's Secret brand was the backdrop to that. And it's like those things you couldn't even imagine were going to happen. But think about the emotional connection, the person that got engaged under that backdrop, the person that witnessed an engagement in that backdrop, fragrance right around them. I mean, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah. And that's the thing that's amazing about the brand, all the different stories, just in terms of you can tell, and that the brand can be integrated into that story or a part of that story. And the Highline experience with celebrating Bombshell was pretty fantastic. And it was such a fantastic partnership. It was a creative experience. 4 weddings was absolutely overwhelming, and we talk about it quite a bit. And the footsteps, it was a wonderful love letter, and it was a wonderful way to show Victoria's Secret in a different way. And it was so exciting and just a wonderful way to show Victoria's Secret in such a fantastic way. And to really, I loved all the smiling faces. It was just kind of, and it really celebrated the brand, embraced the customer, and let you know about Bombshell, you know, one of our top, America's number one fragrance. So that was the thing that was pretty amazing about it. It was an immersive experience that supported the brand, that gave the opportunity for the customer to have a great time, for four couples to get engaged.
Yeah, exactly. And all age groups, to your point, there was moms with kids, there was, you know, they were Gen Z, there was, I mean, it was very diverse, the footsteps that, yeah. Yeah. So you talked a little bit too about your presence in London and Madrid. That store is beautiful, by the way. Texas. And so how do you approach the nuances of a global brand to stay globally connected, but with a local lens as well?
Well, it's so interesting. And that's a perfect segue. Thank you. We say market like a local. The global lens is paramount, and being super consistent, again, understanding our codes and how we show up. But it's important also to connect with the community and understand the community's needs. And so for us, it's important, as we're designing, get more insights about the customer and making sure how we can amplify that connectivity between Victoria's Secret and that local customer. And the Madrid store is a wonderful experience and opportunity. And we also just opened our first store in Barcelona. So it's been pretty fantastic. And I mean, if you're in Dallas, Texas, it's a totally different customer. Or I was in Delaware 2 weeks ago, just this amazing mall. It was like the mall in Delaware, but you learn so much just about the customer. And we have such, again, diverse experience. So marketing like a local is important. It also is a wonderful, exciting, and delighting for the customer. When they see, we have, as you know, we have Crave in our stores. And what's amazing about Crave, that fitting room technology, is we have it, I think at this point, we're up to 12 different languages. So I think the future is only going to get more personal, so, and more connected to the customer on a personal level. So I think we are looking at those ways constantly to really make it a very personal and very, intimate experience for the customer in the best way possible to really service her needs. So if it's via language, amplifying the product and the innovation behind it, the features and benefits. So we tell a story, but there's also the product innovation and how that story comes to life. So we have so many stories to tell and so many ways to connect with the customer. It's super important for us to do that in a very thoughtful way on a global and on a local
level. And I remember when you started really rolling out this newer concept, and one of the things you said in your observation was how rewarding it was to see how she felt more seen.
Super humbling. Our stores used to be dark. You couldn't really see the product, didn't feel the most welcoming. And the way this store is, it's a lot more open, it's a lot more inviting. And the storytelling and messaging that we're telling in the store and that we're amplifying is a very wonderfully rich, diverse story. And it's more welcoming. It allows her to be seen and feel more comfortable. So it's one of the things that we never, ever take for granted. And it's a wonderful thing because it also gets more customers across the lease line. It's interesting. The welcoming aspect of it is a massive game.
Yeah, no, I can see that. And it is, like you said, intimate. I mean, it is the most intimate product that you're putting on. And so if she feels seen and, if, you know, that the fit, the beauty, you know, it just sets the day. So it's such a, like, as a brand, you have such a powerful opportunity with your relationship with your consumer.
And that was one of the things that I learned, Melissa, working in the store. Once you really start connecting with the customers on an like individual level, and like you learn the different things that you are, it could be their first wedding, it could be their first, there's so many different firsts that you can service the customer. And that's something to really not take for granted. So how do we make it the best experience for her, the easiest, the most comfortable, the most welcoming experience for her, is something that we always keep top of mind in our new stores, in our stores in general. And the team does an awesome job at bringing that to life.
And I would say you're even, I guess, newer, good challenge in how you've evolved the stores is you also have pink under the same roof. So talk about firsts. Like, so now you're having the first at a much younger generation all the way up.
Oh my God. And we talk about that a lot, particularly recently as pink, where there's a lot of exciting innovation happening at pink right now. And how the customer is evolving and changing. And we were just in the store in Queens Center last week, hearing a really awesome storytelling about our Pink Friday and the mother-daughter shoppers and a lot of firsts. And it's always a reminder, again, it's like, get out, hear from our stores team. What are you experiencing? How is it bringing our brand to life? And just any additional insights. And every time you're always amazed at just the different stories. So it helps us become better designers, better storytellers, better presentation experience.
Yeah. And what I think is really interesting when you talked about the mom daughter, for example, is the there's kind of a shift in dynamic of the cross-generational influence. Like when I was younger, it was completely my mom influencing where I was going. But this younger generation is so digitally connected in a way that we never were. They're the influencer taking the mom to the store. So it's like you got to appeal to, you have to appeal to both in a way you didn't have to before.
Right. Yeah. And that's always, and like honestly, right now, doing that in such a, it's a delicate way, particularly in pink. You know, making sure you're relevant is super important. The relevancy is so important, particularly with that team, but also you want to make it safe for the mom as well. So we talk about that relevancy and pushing the brand forward, doing it in the way where the mom also feels comfortable. And the funniest story was like the dad shopping with the daughters, like, and like experiencing that with, it was always hilarious, and like the shyness of the dad and like, but it's funny, we have information and insights too. We assume our customers already been online. They've already, like, you know, it's such an omni experience now. We've assumed the customer has already been connected. So going into this store, it's like, how do you take that and just take it to the next level and really service the customers?
Yeah, well, that's a good segue to the part of the conversation I want to have with you around technology. Because it's such an omni experience, right? And there's a consumer now with much more digital fluency. You talked a little bit about Crave in the fitting room, but as you introduce this technology, some of it's more operational, some of it's more experiential, some's a hybrid. How do you approach those key metrics? Like, what are you watching to determine, is this pilot been successful? Is this an integration we want to roll out? And, you know, how are you assessing the value add that it's bringing to the store experience?
Right. It's and honestly, it's constant. And for a brand our size, it's important to really connect and test and learn. You know, we have product innovative technology that really helps the customer learn about the product. Is that working for us? Is that servicing her needs? And it's interesting because we've learned, we get millions of engagements, and it's like the shop by style, shop by category is the key thing. So we've tested a few things. They also need to work, and that's the thing I always, as we're talking to our technology partners, we have millions of customers that go through our fleet a day, and if we're going to use technology, that technology needs to work consistently. So we have product storytelling, product informational technology. We also have Crave, which has been super helpful, super important in driving and building the basket. So we definitely are always looking at what's the ROI on that technology, and then how does it best amplify our product and best service the customer. So there is this efficiency as well, and basket building that we are learning through Crave that has been pretty amazing. And then we have, we call it our bra navigational technology. That is really important. And it's in the center of the store and the customer gets to engage with it. Sometimes the customer wants to be by themselves and they just kind of want to go at their own pace. And so we have things to help her on her journey. And we also have a product that it's really important that you know about the features and benefits. And so we want to just make sure that we're communicating. And that's a big thing. Is the technology helping us communicate our story, communicate our innovation, and servicing her needs? So technology is amazing. It needs to work. And it needs to support those three big things, that communication, that storytelling, and servicing.
Yeah, and I think that it is interesting. Like 20 years ago, the construction or I guess the features of a bra versus today, I mean, there's so many more options now. You do need the education, even if you've worn one your whole life. So what have been maybe one or two but surprise learnings that you've gotten? Because obviously the benefit of technology is the data side. Is there any surprise learnings that you've had over the past couple of years? Or you were like, oh, that's interesting. It's going to make us think different.
Right. I mean, the biggest, one of the most heartwarming stories I share is with Crave. We had a customer that was in our store, used our Crave technology, and it was a wonderful experience. But then we got a letter from her mother explaining how game-changing her daughter's experience was. She was hearing impaired and how basically the Crave experience and our sales associate, that combination made her shopping experience, made her feel seen, made her feel very normal, and made her experience pretty fantastic. So it was one of those humbling pieces that we didn't really know, and it surprised us and delighted us in such a wonderful way. There's other wonderful stories just in terms of how we've serviced the customer, and it surprises us. You know, the firsts, you know, that the first experience is how the sales associates and that, not like the communicating the product, the features and benefits is very important, you know, because there are lots of personal stories that our customer has. And I learned that that was one of the opening, eye-opening experiences. There are so many personal stories that our customers are dealing with. So one, how do you make sure they're having an exciting, fun experience, but you're really servicing her need? And it goes back to what you said at the beginning, you have to listen. And our team is awesome at listening and watching the cues to service the customer. So there's so many surprises and delights. And the first experiences, we've been talking a lot about that. And that is amazing, that experience.
Yeah, I love that story. That's so beautiful. Yeah, because now you have a new emotional connection. She has a new emotional connection to a brand she didn't have before that experience. Because you empowered her, which is really powerful. Yeah. All right, before we go, because again, you're always thinking about the future, right? And you're always listening to and 5-year outlook. What are you excited about? What do you think's the opportunity, whether it's Gen Z, Alpha, the stores, what's on in your mind? What's ahead?
I'm excited about where we're going and how much more personal things will get. Really knowing the customer is going to be key, really understanding all the generations will be key. And how do you connect? I think connection on a wonderfully amplified level, but also too on a wonderfully personal level is going to be super important. So what better brand to do that, to connect with the customer in such an emotional and such a powerful and intimate way? Because that's honestly what keeps me just moving and grooving. I think the thing that is important, that surprise and delight, you know, and keeping really focused. There is a lot of noise. So the focus, that creativity, that surprise and delight is what's going to cut through to that customer. And that connecting with that customer on that amplified, exciting level, but also too on that wonderfully personal level is also what's going to be key as we go forward.
I think so too, because surprise and delight is getting harder and harder, right? Because consumers, they're saturated with so many things coming at them and so much opportunity. But I know you and your team have really stayed at the cutting edge of studying where AI is going, and you have this unique opportunity because there's so much engagement in store and so much engagement in that fitting room experience, the dressing room, and online. You have all this data to build upon. So when AI capabilities catch up, because we're not quite there yet, I think you're going to be well positioned to really tap into all that information, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And that's the thing. It's just, we welcome everyone. Welcome to our home. Welcome to our store. And that, like, and just really making sure it's a wonderful and it's a fun experience is super key. And that's the thing. It's being across Victoria's Secret and Pink. And that's the fun thing about Pink, doing it and testing it in new and fun ways, which has us super excited. And we're learning, and then let's push it and let's see how much more further we can push it. But what she's saying at all levels, and that's what's key. And being out and about, seeing who is cutting through is always a curiosity for me. Who cuts through? How are they cutting through? And what is about it that, you know, so, and how, why is the customer connecting? So staying curious is very, very important. It will humble you. It will inform you, and it will surprise you. So stay curious is a big thing. It's key.
Yeah, so that's going to be the book you write in the future, Stay Curious by Albert Gilkey.
I love it. From your lips to my, I love that.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to read it. Then I'll have you back on the podcast. All right. Well, thank you.
Let's do it.
Well, thank you so much for spending the morning with me. Really appreciate everything you had to share. I know the audience is going to be taking lots of notes and with your quotes and your advice. But everybody, again, this is Albert Gilkey. He is Senior Vice President of Store Design and Visual Merchandising at Victoria's Secret. And continue to follow him on LinkedIn and all the great things that he's doing with him and his team.